Hi, this is a Mention Inglés podcast, made for you by mentioninglés.com. Listen to three formal telephone conversations. 1. Good morning. Can I speak to John Williams, please?
I'm afraid he's in a meeting at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. This is Sam Saunders. He rang me earlier and left a message on my voicemail. I'm returning his call. Can you tell him I'm back in my office now?
Of course, Mr. Saunders. I'll pass on your message as soon as possible.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
2.
Good afternoon. Pearson Newman, how may I help you?
Oh, hello. Can you put me through to accounts, please?
I'm afraid all the lines are busy at the moment. Would you like to hold?
No, thanks. I'll phone back later.
3.
Hello. Could I speak to Jill Lawson, please?
Speaking.
Ah, good morning. This is Dave Shaw from Intercon. I'm ringing about the email you sent me.
Notice that in English we say this is, which is soy in Spanish, and not I am. This is Sam Saunders. Not, I am Sam Saunders. And soy yo in Spanish translates to speaking. Repeat the following expressions. I'm afraid he's in a meeting at the moment. I'm afraid all the lines are busy at the moment. I'm afraid he's not in his office at the moment. I'm afraid she's out to lunch at the moment. I'm afraid he's not available at the moment. Can I speak to John Williams, please? Can you put me through to accounts, please? Can you tell him I'm back in my office now? Can he ring me back after lunch? Can I leave a message? Can I take a message? Can I help you? Can I hold? Can you ask her to give me a ring? Can I have your name, please? Can I have your number? I'll phone back later. I'll pass on your message. I'll phone again tomorrow. I'll see you soon. I'll send the information. I'll let you know as soon as possible. Leaving a message on an answer phone service or voicemail can be difficult, even in your native language. Listen and repeat the following expressions, which may help you leave messages in English. First, introduce yourself. Listen. Hello, this is Mr. Jones. Hi, it's Chris here. Now repeat. Use your name. Hello, this is Mr. Hello, this is Mr. Hi, it's here. Hi, it's here. Then say the reason for phoning. Listen. I'm ringing about your email. I'm ringing because I need some information. I'm ringing to let you know that I can't meet you tomorrow. I'm ringing to find out if you're free next week. Now, repeat. Use your imagination to think of reasons for phoning. I'm ringing about. I'm ringing because I need. I'm ringing to let you know. I'm ringing to find out if. Now say what you want the person to do or what action is necessary. Listen. Can you ring me back, please? Can you send me an email? Can you find out the price? Can you phone me as soon as possible? Repeat. Can you ring me back, please? Can you send me an email? Can you find out the price? Can you phone me as soon as possible? Don't forget to give your contact details. Listen. My mobile number is 679-435-693. I'm at this number until 5 p.m. I'll be at home after 6. You can reach me on 934-592267. To reach significa en este contexto localizar. You can reach me on this number. Now repeat. Use your phone number. My mobile number is 5 p.m. I'm at this number until 5 p.m. I'll be at home after 6. You can reach me on 5. End your message. Listen. Thanks very much. Bye. All the best. Bye. Thanks a lot. Bye. Repeat. Thanks very much. Bye. All the best. Bye. Thanks a lot. Bye. Now imagine you're phoning a restaurant to book a table for 2 people for Friday night at 9 p.m. You phone the restaurant, but it's closed. Leave your message and your mobile number after you hear the tone. But before you phone, let's practice. Listen and repeat. Introduce yourself. Hello, this is... Reason for phoning. I'm ringing to make a reservation for 2 people for Friday night at 9 p.m. Give your contact details. My mobile number is 5. Thanks very much. Bye. Now listen to the restaurant message and make your reservation. It's very important to get the correct information on the telephone. This can be difficult because you can't see the person you're talking to.
Listen to and repeat the following expressions. Listen. Would you mind spelling that for me? Repeat. For me. That for me. Spelling that for me. Would you mind spelling that for me? Would you mind spelling that for me? Listen. Sorry, could you repeat that, please? Repeat. Repeat that, please. Could you repeat that, please? Sorry, could you repeat that, please? Sorry, could you repeat that, please? Listen. Can you speak a little more slowly, please? Repeat. More slowly, please. A little more slowly, please. Speak a little more slowly, please. Can you speak a little more slowly, please? Can you speak a little more slowly, please? Listen. Let me repeat that just to make sure. Repeat. Make sure. Just to make sure. Repeat that just to make sure. Let me repeat that just to make sure. Let me repeat that just to make sure. Listen and repeat. Sorry, did you say? Sorry, did you say Tuesday or Thursday? Sorry, did you say 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock? Sorry, did you say 48 or 58? Sorry, did you say you can or you can't? Sorry, how much did you say? Sorry, when did you say? Sorry, where did you say? That was a Mansion Inglés podcast by mansioninglés.com. Music was by Azrak. The track, Below the Arctic Ocean. And Anthony Rajakov, Waves Trying to Catch a Marvel. Creative Commons license from jamendu.com.